Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Unsamed Chef with Agnet West. We have had such a great week learning about mushrooms, tasting them, playing with them, really experiencing how amazing mushrooms are. My very last recipe for you today is definitely one you'll remember for a long time. This is my recipe of a grilled ribeye with a drunken mushroom peppercorn sauce. And I promise what you'll love about this recipe, it resonates well not only with meat. When we mix mushrooms and meat together, they are the perfect marriage in my opinion. But more importantly, it really emphasizes that mushrooms can sometimes be the big dog on campus. They don't need to accompany anything else, but when they do, they will only make it better. Let's get started. I like to use nice USDA choice style ribeye. And I prefer when I'm cooking a steak just for somebody, I'm at least going to give them a good 10 to 12 ounces. Anything past that is asking for some trouble, but we're not going to go there. The very first thing I'm going to do is we're going to get our steak. We're going to make sure that it comes to room temperature, which is usually about an hour to 2 hours sitting on the counter, but covered just in case there are flies or bugs or anything in the air. I will not put the salt and pepper on until I'm ready to put that meat on. And the reason why I say that is if we put the salt and pepper on and let it sit there, it will dry the steak completely out because that's what salt does. It absorbs liquid. So the very first thing we're going to do after it sits is I'm going to put it on my hot grill. I'm going to let that grill on each side for about a good 4 minutes to get a good solid medium rare. And that's also considering the fact that I'm going to start off on the high side and then work my way down to the lower side of the grill. And we all have hot and cold points on our grill. Doing our mushrooms, I'm going to put my mushrooms, and you could use any mushroom you like. That's what I love about this recipe. We're going to saute that with a little bit of olive oil, salt, and pepper. We're going to let that cook. We're going to let them cook for about 4 minutes. Then I'm going to add in there half a cup of brandy, any kind of brandy you have. If you don't have brandy, bourbon works as well. Once it's cooking with the brandy, I'm going to add in there half a cup of cream. We're going to let that cook down, and then I am going to add in, and you guys ready for it? Here it is. It's a quarter cup of peppercorns that are going to be smashed. And the reason we're going to smash them is we have to release those natural flavors out of the peppercorns. Otherwise, it'll just be inedible. We're going to let that cook down and it won't take long to reduce. It'll probably take about 4 minutes to reduce the mushrooms with the cream and the brandy and the peppercorn. Salt to taste. We're going to put that on top of our ribeye while it's still grilling on the grill and enjoy. For this and many more of my recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. As always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef with Agnet West.